Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Much of the nation's gasoline, fertilizer, and plastics is manufactured along the southern Gulf Coast. Producer Deepa Donde continues her report now on the Texas community of Port Arthur. The town borders six chemical plants, and it's not uncommon for even young people to face a range of diseases from respiratory illness to cancer.
A few miles from the refineries, close to the tracks that used to separate black from white Port Arthur, Hilton Kelly waves to a small, thin man at the corner.
This is Mr. Dominique here. We're driving up in front of his home. How you doing?
All right, Doc.
All right. Well, we're going to get out for a minute, just to meet and greet, then we're going to take a tour.
Come on, let us.
Mr. Dominique, this is Deepa.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Close that door.
Okay.
A veteran of World War II and Korea, Reverend Alfred Dominic still holds service on Sunday. He's the pastor who inspired Hilton Kelly to advocate for clean air and was one of Port Arthur's first environmental activists.
They would never tell us that pollution was here, that all of the Gulf and the Texaco and Atlantic Richfield at that time, they would never tell us that they were polluting our air. And this is what's so stifling to me. Why didn't they tell us? Many of my friends have died with cancer. I'm just one of the old dinosaurs, and I'm still alive, my wife and I.
Reverend Dominic's concerns for clean air stretch back to Jim Crow times, and he says it gives him peace to pass the torch to Hilton.
But thank God for this young man. He didn't wait for nothing. He just got out there and started saying what he had to say. You see, I came up in an era from the 20s on now when they would not allow you to speak. If you would speak, they would squash it out. But now it's coming to pass that people are speaking out regardless to who you are, what color you are, what country you're from. They are speaking out. And I praise the Lord for that.
A few houses down lives 50-year-old John Dixon, a former refinery worker.
That's Snoop Dogg. Some friends of mine give him to me, and that's the name they give him, Snoop Dogg. You can't be interviewed, so you might as well rest.
Did the German Shepherd ever have any puppies?
Rest. Rest, Snoop. Rest. You're not resting.
A picture of Martin Luther King Jr. hangs on his living room wall. But before we have a chance to say much, a young woman walks in to return a fishing pole. She stands cautiously by the door, smoothing her hair.
Well, there's a young lady right there. I don't know if she wants to discuss it, but you got a comment? We're on the subject of cancer and environment.
Uterus?
Uterus.
And you got cancer in your uterus?
I just wake up every morning. I got two kids to live for. I have a 2-year-old and I have a four-year-old, a man, you know, so I can't just lay down on my back and be like, oh, well, I'm dying or something, you know. I just put it in God's hands. Whatever happens, happens. That's why I don't claim it at all. Everybody has to go from something, so, you know.
Judy Williams is 21. You'd never know from her broad smile that this woman is a cancer survivor. She found out 4 years ago, a few weeks after she had her first baby. She thinks that there is something wrong with the air here. She can tell the difference when she drives into Houston, even though Houston has some of the worst air in the country.
The air is so different. I mean, I swear to living God. You pull into Houston, it's like I can breathe. You know what I mean? And when you get back home, it's like, oh my God, what happened? You know, you can taste it almost when you hit the air. It's in everything.
Not a person I met here drinks the tap water. Everyone drinks either distilled or bottled water, including Judy.
What about the water? Do you trust
that?
Do you drink bottled water?
Bottled water.
You drink
bottled water. Honey, you have no idea what's in this water out here. I mean, People pollute and throw.
The mood suddenly shifts to more serious as Hilton informs Judy about the latest and most forceful of the recent efforts to clean the air in Port Arthur, a class action lawsuit for damages against Premcor, Motiva, Chevron Phillips, Huntsman, BASF, and Autofina.
Because too many young people like yourselves is dying from cancer. We just lost a 15-year-old last month. Little girl had, she had been living with brain tumors. She'd been having little small tumors all over her head, you know, on the inside, on her brain. She died just last month. She was 15 years old.
What are you talking about?
She was 15 years old. She developed cancer and she died, brain cancer.
In a way, you could describe Port Arthur as a kind of Bhopal in slow motion.
Again, Neil Carman, president of the Lone Star Sierra Club.
People are being slowly and systematically poisoned on a daily basis. And while they may not die today or tomorrow from the insults, from the pollution, they will get cancers and leukemias and brain tumors and kidney failures and so forth from the pollution over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
No one has ever conducted a comprehensive survey of Port Arthur's air or associated health risks. A 1998 study conducted by the Texas Department of Health did show Port Arthur had levels of ozone, hydrogen sulfide, and benzene that suggested a public health concern and could pose a risk to the health of residents. A local toxicologist recently conducted a symptom survey of residents in Port Arthur. More than 75% had ear, nose, throat problems, respiratory illnesses, muscle and bone diseases, compared to less than a quarter of those in a control group in Galveston. Our last stop is the home of Reverend Dominique's daughter, Shazay Dominic Prince, a mother of three.
Colin.
When I enter, the first thing I notice on her kitchen counter are dozens of medicine bottles and a neatly stacked pile of prescriptions. Next to it lies a portable breathing machine, the kind you see in hospitals.
And usually we clean this out with a little vinegar, they say. And we just put this. This solution is already pre-mixed, this one. So we don't need to add anything to this one. Some of the solutions we have to add, they...
The nebulizer was a gift from her father to help her children cope with asthma attacks. Shazay herself suffers from chronic pain, earaches, and migraines. On average, she takes 20 pills a day to cope. And last year, the doctors told her she has a degenerative bone disease.
I think that the problem is stemming from a lot of the inhalation of different chemicals and whatnot that's causing it to deteriorate so fast. Now, it might have been caused by something else. I'm not saying that the plant caused it, but I think the deterioration is causing by a lot of the chemicals that I'm inhaling and digesting and whatever.
Just then, Shazay's oldest daughter, Tamisha, walks in.
Look, she's all clogged up now.
Yeah, I'm always sick every day.
Why?
Huh?
Your nose?
Yeah, my sinus and congestion and everything. Well, it cleared up, but since I moved back here about a month ago, I've been sick every day.
Tamisha takes breathing treatments twice a day. Cullen, her 11-year-old brother, stands quietly in the corner, watching us closely, holding a basketball.
You want to show her a couple of hoops? He wants to be a basketball star. I think his cousin was one. See, his cousin was...
Cullen is the one that Shazay spends her time worrying about most because his asthma is the worst in the family.
And I mean, the first couple of years of his life, he didn't even know what outside looked like, I don't think, because we couldn't let him go out there because every time he went outside, he got sick. You know, that's ridiculous.
But tonight is a good night, and Cullen's doing what he loves best, playing basketball. There is a slight orange glow from the refinery across the street. They live at the last house on Foley, the closest to the fence line. Cullen's 5-year-old cousin, Mariah, runs circles around him.
Go, Cullen!
Mariah's wide smile and carefree skip touches anyone who nears her. Shazay whispers that the child came to live with her a year ago, just after her mom died of uterine cancer at the age of 21. Shazay has signed her family onto the class action lawsuit filed against the six plants that border her property. But some environmental advocates don't believe a lawsuit can solve all Port Arthur's problems. A few have argued for relocation. That's what happened in Norco, Louisiana, about 250 miles from Port Arthur. But many longtime residents like Shazay don't want to relocate. She hopes that the refineries and petrochemical plants can simply do a better job.
I don't want them to go away. Like I said, I have a brother that works right out there, and he's been working there forever. You know, I want him to get his retirement out of it. I don't want him to go away. I just want them to control the emissions so that we can live safely here. That's what I want.
It's nighttime now at the Dominic Prince residence. The children gather close to form a circle.
We want to pray for all the people right here, Lord. We want to make sure that they wake up tomorrow, Lord, and have another great day like today was. Forgive us for our sins and all the sins that other people have done. Amen.
Amen.
In Port Arthur, Texas, I'm Deepa Donde for Living on Earth.